second hour, Incendiary Radio coming your way in the on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Protocol One, I was reading this the other day. And think about this, these duplicitous liars all across all spectrums, banking, politics, academia, everything. Think about this. The political has nothing in common with the moral. The ruler who is governed by the moral is not a skilled politician and is therefore unstable on his throne. He who wishes to rule must have recourse both to cunning, ourselves in the shade, thanks to the press we have got, and to make believe. Great national qualities like frankness and honesty are vices in politics, for they bring down rulers from their thrones more effectively and more certainly than the most powerful enemy. Such qualities must be the attributes of the kingdoms of the Goyim, but we must in no wise be guided by them. By deception thou shalt make war. You see, deception is everything, and it's everywhere to these people. So the person you think, you know, your brain is telling you is the good guy, you just never know. Judge a tree by its fruits. It's the only thing you can do. And sometimes they put fake plastic low-hanging fruit out for the dummies to bite on. Oh, this guy's great. You know, it's just a crazy, crazy deal here. Let's talk about this trucker convoy. You know, so we saw what happened with Judeau up there in Canada and what happened to these truckers and so forth and so on. And the government doing a slow burn on these people, just like with January 6th, okay? Everybody went home January 6th, most of the people, and then they started picking them off, you know, one by one, raiding their houses, sending agents to go, you know, get them. Just like they did with this Tamara Lich, where they just walked up to her on the street while that stuff was gone and arrested her. So, you can just pray that nothing crazy happens. Think of the possibilities here, though, with how ruthless our intelligence security apparatchiks can be with bombing Oklahoma City, doing 9/11, doing Waco. Think about a semi truck full of, you know, it's got a nice big American flag, a Trump flag on it or whatever, and it's being driven right now by a clandestine sheep dipped, you know, member of one of the alphabets, or even worse, you could have a Mossad urban moving systems type of character running around in that crowd right now. Hopefully you could have an MI6, you know, you could have anybody. The Almighty doesn't let this, some of these things that I've been thinking about happen, because boy, oh boy, there's a lot of bad possibilities here. You've got a lot of people crammed in together in one spot. I was thinking about the DC sniper with Lee Boyd Malvo and John Muhammad, and they're driving around plugging people out of the trunk of a car. I mean, you just think about all these things. So the X-22 and Q people's narrative that Ukraine first and then Taiwan's next for because see, Trump, Z, and Putin might have all made a a deal some years back, and so now, you know, this is Putin cleaning up what Trump couldn't do, you see. And then now Taiwan, you see, even though I've really never heard of any crazy in the, you know, corruption or trafficking or whatever, some of these people in the Q sector are saying that Z is going to go into Taiwan to basically root out the corruption there. And that's why he's going to do that. I guess that's what he did in Hong Kong as well, right? To root out the corruption in Hong Kong and crush them during COVID. So we'll see. There was a body bag incident. Some reporter, and there's body bags behind him over there in the Ukraine, allegedly. And then one of them starts moving because the person in there wasn't dead. So they were thinking that the whole thing was one big staged, you know, kind of a operation there to tug at people's heartstrings. Now, another thing floating around in like the before it's news world and so forth is this black female. She's the secretary to the United Nations under Biden. And some sort of demonic face, you know, on one of the news programs. And so people are saying, oh, this demon got unmasked somehow on the news, and the news caught it. Or it could have been the news playing games to see how many people would go down that, you know, rabbit hole or whatever you want to call it. Okay. So another big thing that floated around this week was the whole cyber polygon exercise and so forth and so on disappears from the World Economic Forum's website. So you've got all of these YouTubers, bit shooters, Odyssey people, Rumble people saying, grid down is coming, and so forth and so on. Okay. Let's see. So, Mr. Producer, if you want to get clip 11 ready, this, okay. But we're going to go ahead. We got a couple callers. If anybody who calls in, just try to be brief and, you know, get your points across and, you know, and let me get on with it. But go ahead. Let's take Andy in Texas.
Hey, thanks, Robert. I appreciate that. Hey, you know, it's really hard to think about these guys even trying this COVID stuff and going for the Great Reset and got the whole new world order. It's hard to think that they could possibly get this done without having Russia and China on their side. So basically, you've got two actors in here. China and Russia are going to be actors in here. And because they don't want everybody to know that, you know, they're in lockstep, which happens to be a thing. Lockstep is a thing.
Yeah.
So everybody's doing this together. So what this does right now with this Ukraine war here and all of the, if you listen to any of this local news, I mean, your morning news from your local town or your national news or whatever, they're in lockstep too, telling you how bad Russia is. Bad, bad Russia.
Well, think about this angle. Think about this angle. Okay, so Greg Reese, hundreds of thousands of views already on this thing, and everybody's been talking about these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, right? There's your next pandemic. The bioweapons lab. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So you could.
Well,
this
yeah,
could.
No, all, that's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. This sets up Russia to be a false flag of everything. I mean, do these things even exist? Can they? I mean, do we even have nuclear bombs? Do we have bio stuff that can kill us?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got these doctors and people all over the map on this terrain theory and viruses, blah 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 blah, and you know, all these doctors saying, well, no, this stuff doesn't exist, and nukes and. But it's interesting that they throw out this biological warfare labs, and then Putin hit them and all this other stuff. And then so now, everybody just relaxed in lockstep, relaxed all the COVID restrictions for some strange reason. And I said this weeks ago, I was like, something wicked this way comes, because why are these people just going to let their foot off people's necks unless they got another op to throw down our throats?
Yeah, plan B, because COVID narrative is falling apart right now. I mean, you yourself and other people that are on doing what you guys are doing, people like me calling in and saying that this has all been a bunch of BS and whatnot, that finally got through to a lot of people, and they're like, oh, crap, my narrative is falling apart. And so here we are, and now they have to do something new. And so here comes Putin for the rescue, you know, the Klaus Schwab candidate. And you got Trudeau, too. But see, now here's something else, though. We lost something with this Canada convoy. We lost something here, because guess what? The narrative is gone now. It was all on Canada, and now we've got Ukraine. Now we'll never know what happened to those truck drivers. We'll know what happened to the two leaders of it. They got arrested. Yeah. But we won't know, is there 700 people sitting in a gulag in Canada now, like we have in Washington, D.C.?
Well, they're probably they're probably in the process of picking those people off, just like the J6 people right now.
Exactly. You know. Hey, man, get on with your show, bro.
All right, thanks. Let's take Keith. Keith, how are we doing tonight?
Yeah, hey, Robert, I just had something I wanted to clarify for you. If you go to the World Economic Forum's website and you try to do a search on Russia, there are no links anymore to Russia. All of its initiatives and everything like that have been totally taken down. And I think it's kind of official, though, that Russia is bad Russia. You know, I did see one of the explosions over there from where the Russians took out one of those labs. I can't pronounce the town. And someone tried to say that was the Lebanon explosion, but it's a nighttime explosion, and it was massive. But there's quite a few people commenting on Telegram there that the fact that Russia was doing that to make sure that there was no leakage and stuff like that, and everything would be totally incinerated. But there is a fact that they are taking out biolabs over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, but at the same time, with them taking out biolabs, with all the, you know, biological safety level 4 labs all over this planet, then they'd be like, it got out from the Ukraine, and now this monkeypox X13, you know, or whatever they're going to unleash next. Go ahead.
The other humor thing was, I don't know if you know much about that Zelensky there, but he was most noted there for his comedy show, of which he played the president of Ukraine. But in one of his skits, it shows him playing the piano with his penis, like banging away like mad. I'm going, this guy would be president.
Right. Well, I saw the stuff with him, like, dressed in the heels and the little gay dance he did with the other three guys. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, his piano one was a lot better. Of course, as a man, I'm going, how the hell did he stand that? That's one for pounding the ivory, I'll tell you.
Right.
All right, I just want to let you know about that. But Russia has gone off the WEF site, so.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right.
All right, Keith, take care. I want to get this one in. Mr. Producer, get clip 16. This is this featherweight UFC kid named Bryce Mitchell. He's from Arkansas. I mean, just look him up on YouTube, but you can tell he is just like good-natured country Americana kid. He just won last night in the UFC, but let's go ahead and listen to him, clip 16.
Back over here, bro.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man? A lot of people think politics should stay out of sport, but considering you're not one of those people, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Russia and Ukraine situation.
You know, here's my first thought is I'm not going nowhere to fight none of these wars for these politicians. I'm staying at home, and when the war comes to Arkansas, I will dig my boots in the ground, and I will die for everything I love, and I will not retreat. If this country's invaded and Everybody's saying, well, we gotta evacuate, we gotta leave, I will not. I will dig my boots into Arkansas soil and I will fight for the people that I love, for the land that I love and the way of life that I love. But I'm not going overseas to fight. I don't know what's going on, to be honest, brother. I really don't. There's so much stuff, and I don't think nobody knows what's going on fully. There's been so much political corruption in that area. You got Biden and his son making a shit ton of money off of and using our tax dollars to bribe their people. That's treasonous, in my opinion. So you got Biden and his son using our tax dollars. Hey, if Ukrainian government, if you don't do this, we're taking your tax dollars. He shouldn't be giving our tax dollars to that country anyway. We got veterans out here sleeping on the street, and you're going to give our freaking tax dollars to these Ukrainians? And all the, brother, I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm not going over there fighting, and God bless anybody that's over there fighting, and I hope that the shit just gets solved. And, man, I don't like war. You know what I mean? I don't want people dying and all that stuff. I don't want to be, but I don't know what's going on. There's so much stuff that I think that's corrupted that we just don't know what's truly going on over there. And I pray all those people are safe, and I don't want none of that. You know, I have no control over that shit, and I don't really know enough to talk about it too much. But thank you for asking. Thank you very much. And because this fight shit is so minuscule in life, like you think, yes, it's great for me and a small circle of people that I can help. And but this shit is so minuscule. You have people out there being oppressed by governments. You have shit. We fall into that category, believe it or not. If you want me to get real political, you know, the Federal Reserve is a corrupt institution. There, I went out and said it. You know, these people control our dollar, brother, and we didn't vote for them. Think about it. You know, you got 13 board members voting on the value of the dollar. Did we vote for that? No, it's corrupted. So for me to actually be able to talk about something greater than fighting is more purposeful than anything I could talk about related to fighting. And yeah, so I'm grateful to be able to do that. And a lot of people say, oh, well, you're just a you know, they say shut up and fight, you know what I mean? Well, you know what, if you don't want to hear that shit, turn off the TV and watch the fight. You don't got to watch my interviews, then turn them off. Then if you, instead of telling me to shut up, why don't you just stop listening, you know? Because there's a lot of people that agree with what I'm saying about some of my political views, and I'm happy to talk about them and debate about them. There was some wise dude way back in the day. It was either Socrates or Plato or Hippocrates or somebody. But he said, if you do not partake in your government, you will be ruled by people who are stupider than you. And that's what he said. Now, it was give or take a couple words.
Paraphrase.
It's paraphrase. But if we, the people, do not choose and are not active in conversations about what's going on in our government, well, then these idiots are going to control everything we do and we won't have a say in it. So, yeah, I'm political because these people control me. And then you want to tell me that I can't talk and I have to shut up and fight and I can't talk about... No, I'm controlled completely by the government. I'm controlled completely by the value of the dollar because I get paid in dollars, okay? I don't get paid in pure gold. I get paid in dollars. And so I have a say about, in my opinion, I have a say about political issues, so...
Well, Saturday night, it'll be the minuscule part of that. You can stop it there.
Pretty good kid, though. You could just tell he's got a good heart, and he ain't, you know, completely up to snuff, but he called out the damn Federal Reserve right there in a USC press conference, so that's pretty cool. Let's take Brooks in Texas.
Hey, Robert, thanks for playing that, man. That guy is inspirational. I never heard of him before, but, man, he really put it out there. Are they going to cancel him?
I don't know. He just whooped the dude last night with this guy, Barbosa. He's a featherweight, though, and so they don't get a lot of – but he's on his way up the food chain. But I guess – I don't know if Dana White and them boys will be taking him in the room. Be like, hey, man, shut up about the bankers.
Yeah, you don't go there, you know. It was kind of funny. I caught a little bit of the NASCAR race today, and it looks like the attendance is like a Saturday night stock car event at a mud track. It's fallen so bad because they went woke and they – banned the Confederate flag, and then the Let's Go Biden Brandon deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the noose in Talladega. I think it all took a toll. And so a lot of teams actually left.
Really?
Chip Ganassi sold off his team and left. And there's sponsorships that you can't even recognize there. And then to have a new card, it's really – well, that's besides the point. But it's just kind of – they went woke. Hopefully they go broke. And you know,
well, here's the thing. They've got to wreck every vestige of pure Americana, especially anything that white people hold dear and near to their heart. They got to wreck it.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what this is. Yeah.
Yeah. RT is back online. They were off for a while. And so you can go there. And I'm looking at Ukraine appears a confirmed death, a negotiator dubbed traitor by the Ukrainian media.
Yeah.
A banker was whacked. And he was one of the negotiators. Yeah, isn't that something? Man, that guy was exactly right. That Kiev junta, whatever you want to call it, regime, you know, it's illegit.
You know, they got
Jewish comedian there, you know.
Jews in a row being the freaking head of state when they're 0.1% of the population. Come on, man. It's organized crime outposts of the Jewish mafia. Hey, the Indian ambassador to Palestine, Mukul Arya, found dead inside the embassy. That just broke.
Oh, my God. I have to look that one up. Don't forget
India's been moving closer to the Russian viewpoint, man. And so, you know, check out some things to start happening in India again. Some strange mass shootings like we had back there in the day in Mumbai. Remember that?
Yeah, the devil's hands are always busy, right? I just want to thank you for being level-headed through this. There's been some other show hosts I listened to that I've just told you I'm going to boycott now. You know, big deal, but that's just my personal deal because they just gone stupid, you know. And
well,
I just don't understand it.
The divergence to where, like, across the spectrum of all of us out here in the, you know, I don't know what to call it, but some people are just rah-rah Putin, and then without having any kind of an analytical eye on Communist International and perestroika deception and all that shit, with the Chinese and the Russians being so close, and basically this being could, you know, the possibility of, you know, of Putin being a diehard Marxist still. And then, you know, and then playing us off as suckers, knowing the alternative media is looking for, you know, people that are, you know, nationalist, populist, whatever. And, you know, playing us like a fiddle. You gotta be leery of everybody.
Look how they dump weapons in there in the Ukraine, you know, just handing them out like candy.
Mm-hmm.
And they drop weapons off in major urban cities in the United States, you know, mysteriously, you know. But you know, Joe Blow with a job, he can't have a gun. It's a weapon of war, you know. My God, man. It's so hypocritical.
It's a narco-tyranny. It's a narco-tyranny, that concept that I covered a few weeks ago, where it's anarchy for the shock troops that are pushing forth the agenda, and it's tyranny on all the good people that are left in the society that are just trying to live their life and be decent people. It's tyranny on them. It's anarchy for the mob to use that mob as the bludgeon against the you know, law abiding people and so forth.
Order out of chaos.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the call and thanks for being there for us.
All right, man. I'm going to play this real quick. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. Now, this was up on Henry Macau's site also, but I found it on BitChute. And it's called the Rothschilds, whether they're in panic or not, okay? Now, I'm very kind of leery to this, but I still wanted to play it. Go ahead and roll 7.
Okay, guys, so maybe some things that people are not, like, privy to of what's going on. So the heir to the Rothschild family, Nathaniel Rothschild, today wrote to the members of the British government giving his view that Vladimir Putin is the most dangerous man since the defeat of Hitler and Xi Jinping, close second, and explained that Ukraine is an essential piece that we cannot afford to lose in this geopolitical chessboard. Really? There's more. Hold up. We must bring Russia to its knees through any means possible to send a strong signal to the Chinese and to protect our global system of norms and liberal values. Oh, really? There's more. So you can read this next paragraph right there. But the bottom, Putin effect, our current path of lack of military action means that our global order is dead on its feet. I urge you to deploy more force against Russia and its proxies, step up information warfare to correct opinion, especially online, and send weaponry to our friends in Ukraine. Without Ukraine, the global order may not survive.
All right, you can stop that there. So they're saying that the Rothschilds are in panic and so forth. And so, you know, here's another opinion. The elites are not presenting us with pandemics, war, and crises because they are afraid of a systemic collapse. The fact that they can generate our reality is testament to their power and control. I see order and strength, and this monetary system provides them with the means to methodically consolidate the global wealth while we scream collapse. Their ostensible ineptitude is only a cover. These monetary elites know exactly what they're doing and have decided to accelerate the trend before their planned World War III. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. Chance, what's up?
Yes, hello, Robert. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you made that comment about the urban delivery service, and right away, man, I thought about with shades of those floor dancing, cheering, and orgasming Israelis during 9/11.
Yeah.
Across the river in New Jersey, and I said, "Oh my God!" I said, "Methinks I might see the same old culprits again here." I mean, that's what it's looking like.
Well, you just don't know. Hopefully no kind of big synthetic terror event happens at this new convoy that's going on around the D.C. area. But they're right there in the belly of the beast. And so remember January 6th, a bunch of people were warning that that was going to be a honeypot or a trap. And unfortunately, this convoy, there's a decent chance that this could be some sort of a big trap as well.
Well, you know, I'll give you my opinion, and I might be wrong, Robert, but I think Putin is looking for evidence to take down the American politicians that are in cahoots with Ukraine. That's what I think this is all about. I mean, I may be wrong, but yeah. I'm tending to lean towards that. I don't think he really wants to obliterate Ukraine.
No,
He wants to take down our American bureaucrats that are in cahoots with these corrupt bastards. That's what I think now. Hey, Robert, you're the best now.
All right, Chance. Take care. You know, there is that vein of thought that this denazification operation that Putin's talking about is a de Soros-ication, okay? And it's just more of a palatable, I guess, word for him to use is denazification. Now, I have to worry about these people over here and these battalions and so forth, of them being sucked into a massive, you know, 2-3-layered honey trap where they think they're standing for their people and so forth and so on, and it looks like the whole world's ready to burn all these people, these so-called Nazis in the Ukraine. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We're back. Geary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's take Pat in Texas. Good evening, Pat.
Hi, Robert. Hi. I've been thinking about a lot of things, but if you talk to me, I'll forget them. Well, one thing I was thinking about is I don't think that Putin, this is the gist of the whole thing. He can't even control all the land he has now. He needs to leave everything alone that don't want to go with him and let them worry about themselves. You know what I mean? Because he's up there by Alaska, all right? And you wonder why we have $6 a gallon gasoline? Well, Trump opened up 1.6 million acres up there at Anwar, Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Mm-hmm. And we were going to be oil independent, but no, Biden wants us to still get it from Russia. See, and he's the one Democrats are the ones that are causing all these here international problems. All right, Russia and already Putin has already said that we didn't really sell America that. Alaska, it was just a long-term lease. He's planning on coming over here, man. I mean, you know, they're building bases up there on the ice, And they don't understand that the more people they put up there, the more it's going to melt. I know right here in Fort Worth, everything goes around. It's too hot. The highways and the cars. And then they go call that global warming. Oh, yeah, right. Well, anyway, that's part of it. And Russia, I don't think they care about nuclear radiation. I just wonder about them, people, because you remember the Valdez, Alaska Valdez?
Exxon Valdez, yeah.
Exxon, excuse me. Exxon Valdez. Yeah, well, Russia, they don't tell you anything they do wrong. They were not going to tell anybody about Chernobyl blowing up. Really? How's that work? And they had a big oil spill up there. It was diesel. It turned this whole lake red. They weren't going to, well, Putin says he was mad because he wasn't told. The people said, well, we did tell you, whatever. You know, who's lying? But the point was, they couldn't contain it. And nobody was helping them, I guess, or they didn't know about it. And then it was going, and it was about to go in the Arctic Ocean. Diesel oil turned the whole place red, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's throughout Soviet history, well, see, you have to realize about communist regimes. You go anywhere, the environment is really not even anywhere near their priority list. They say that it is. You ever heard the term green is the new red? It's the whole green movement, the Green New Deal. It's the Red New Deal. Okay. And so hold on, Pat, I'll let you talk.
Okay.
But whenever you let a bureaucracy get that huge, in a socialist state, then everything falls apart, especially the environment. Go to anywhere where there's a socialist state that's communistic, and they dominate everything, the means of production, everything, and it's a centrally planned blah, blah, blah. The environmental standards, especially where the people live, it goes right down the tubes. But we've had our own problems with that here in the Industrial Revolution and that sort of thing. And we've got our own problems with
when Trump had it open, we didn't have any problems. They counted the caribou and they were okay. The argument is we believe that we do the best when it comes to handling oil spills and things like that, because it was that whatever it was called, the one out there in the ocean, you know, under Obama. Oh, everything bad happens under bad presidents. Yeah, out there.
The Gulf oil spill, yeah.
They had a history of bad things, history. And Russia, they don't seem to care about the history of anything.
Yeah, happening. Well, it's a very complicated deal. But thanks for your call, Pat. I got to move on. And the Soviets did have a bad history with, let's just say, environmental things, Chernobyl, and that sort of thing. Remember the big sub that they lost? What was it called? The Kursk, K-I-R-S-K. I'm going off the top of my head here. But anyway, let's get back to the material here. This is Mr. Producer. Get clip 8 ready. This is Dr. Chetty, okay, and he's getting back into more of what we're going to probably see with good old Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed, the end of this here with a lot of people getting real sick. Let's play clip 8.
We have thousands of cells, DNA, that get damaged on a daily basis. We are exposed to chemicals, we are exposed to radiation, and our body has a beautiful mechanism to repair with the BRCA protein. Now, with the spike protein injuring this mechanism, you're going to have injuries that make cells non-viable. So our cells are not going to have the ability to rejuvenate and repair. That's going to speed up the aging process. I won't say speed up the aging process, but speed up the disease process. We're not going to be able to actually repair ourselves. And those cells that actually are damaged and remain viable, that means can divide, they will be damaged enough to become cancerous. And so we're going to see an explosion of cancers that we've never encountered before. Same with the explosion of autoimmune conditions like we've never seen before. Things that we considered very rare are going to become very mainstream. When you tamper with DNA itself, the basis of our human existence, or the existence of everything on this planet, we're treading on very, very thin ground. And so I think we need to be very cautious. We have some very, very tough times ahead.
All right, you can stop that there. And if you want to get clip 9 queued up, you know, and people have been warning about this for well over a year. And like I said last week, it was pretty eerie seeing all the fresh graves at the cemetery where my dad got put in. Really freaked me out. But this is one of your kind of, let's say, before it's news crowd, Mel K, and you got all these various people that are, you know, real big on the telegrams and all this other stuff. But this is with Dr. Zelenko, and he's stating that the people in Israel are telling him that the death rate is 10 times usual. Now, I'm skeptical of this. I think that they probably got a different batch, but let's just listen to it anyway. Go ahead and roll clip 9.
What do you suggest to people that made the mistake of already getting the shot, let alone the booster? Is there anything these people can do for their health?
Well, first of all, don't get another shot. It seems to be cumulative. If you look at Israel, Israel has the most vaccinated population, especially from the perspective of having 4 shots or 3 shots or even 2 shots. Israel, the funeral directors in Israel are reporting more than a 10x increase in death, and they're being overrun. They're not able to give everyone a proper burial. And according to Israeli officials, people are dying from Omicron. The only problem with that analysis is no one else is dying from Omicron. In other words, in South Africa, where it started, the doctors said it was easy to treat. In America, no one's dying from Omicron because it's easy to treat.
Right.
In my direct experience, most of my patients get better immediately with treatment. Right. And the reason why is, even though Omicron is much more infectious than the other variants, it's more infectious than measles, actually, but it only attacks the upper airway and not the lower airway. And so that's why the majority of people are not having complications. Now, so then the question is, why are Israelis dying from Omicron?
Right.
Well, could it be that there's something wrong with their immune system?
Right.
There are multiple peer-reviewed papers that describe how these substances that are being injected damage the innate immune system, damage your T cells, they damage your natural killer cells, they suppress tumor suppressor genes. So there's an immune deficiency here.
Right.
So yeah, for sure, if someone has an immune deficiency, they can die from a cold. They could die from
All right, go ahead and stop it there. I don't know. We'll have to let this play out. I don't see why all these Jewish guys that are running the big pharma companies would poison large swaths of the Israeli population. That would be some real. And I know the whole thing with the management of the lesser brethren that's talked about in the protocols and so forth and so on. But that'd be some pretty ruthless behavior on the part of these folks. Now, we know that this is a kind of a history with managing the lesser brethren for some of these folks, but this is pretty over the top. This is on NowTheEndBegins.com, right on cue. Israel now inserts itself into the Ukrainian invasion by flying to Moscow on Shabbat to speak with Putin after getting Macron's blessing. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's sit down with Putin was the first by foreign leader since the day Russian forces invaded Ukraine last week and came after Kiev had asked Israel to launch dialogue with Moscow. Isn't that interesting? Bennett has so far walked a cautious line on the Ukraine conflict, seeking to preserve delicate security cooperation with Russia, which has a large military presence in Israel's northern neighbor, Syria. Bennett has not joined Western leaders in forcefully condemning the invasion, instead stressing Israel's strong relations with both Russia and Ukraine. Interesting there, isn't that? Ahead of his Moscow trip, Bennett had spoken by telephone repeatedly with both Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Bennett's action is bold but also risky. Much will depend on Putin's state of mind. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Let's take Mark in Philadelphia.
Hello, Robert. You there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I wanted to, that doctor in South Africa is right on, and my take on the Jewish thing, it could be the victims, they're the greatest victims. We've got to feel sorry for them. I'm sorry, I don't. But on that point, if there are good Jewish people and they're not the pretenders, then why wouldn't they stand up and go after them and get them, root them out of their own tribe, calling themselves Jews? If they're bad ones, then go after their asses. That's what I say.
But well, anyway. we got a lot of bad Catholics and Protestants. Why don't we go after them? You know, we got a bunch of white race traitors. Why don't we go after them? You know,
I know. Yeah. I want to bring up something to your point, your attention. And it's on Veterans Today, I don't trust that mostly. But anyway, they do have, because I get their emails. This is the guy that wears the glasses, and he's a programmer and studies languages and stuff. I can't remember his name. But anyway, it's called The Lecture on the History of the Khazarian Mafia and Nazi Ukraine. And it's very interesting. It's worth watching if you can find that video.
That's probably Preston James, yeah.
No, not Preston James. No, it's a guy with the glasses that has a. He traces language and what's showing up on the internet through in the digital world with language and how it's. Yeah, I can't remember his name off the top, but he's a pretty sharp guy. I don't agree with him on everything, but this lecture on the history of the Khazarian Mafia is worth watching. It really is good because he shows how he calls them the name stealers, okay,
right.
And how they are embedded in. Ukraine, and also they ended up corrupting China and causing the revolution there. They ended up corrupting and causing the Bolshevik revolution in Russia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he shows it on the map and he draws it out where they were at and how they influenced both, and both the Russians and the Chinese know about these Khazarians who were the name stealers. It's pretty interesting. He's got some depth there that I think you might pick up a few good points there. But
yeah, well, look at Hollywood. Look at all the people that changed their names just to be actors in Hollywood. Same concept.
yeah. And my take is that Putin does know that the insiders have corrupted. He doesn't want to hurt the people. He wants to go after the insiders, and he's trying to take a move toward that. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, I just got a report from Greg Ranarino. Oil is now $126 a barrel in the futures market. $126 a barrel. Yeah, here we go. $6 a gallon by the time we get to May, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Man.
Yeah,
so,
it's
anyway,
crazy.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Zelensky lies about Russia shelling the nuclear plant and triggering radiation leak in latest bid to con NATO into war. It's a lot of nutty stuff here. Let's take Hijacker in Washington.
Robert, great show. So I'm of two minds with Putin, and as you know, I'm a big the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin fan. But I do have two minds on it. The first would go along with the narrative of what I just said. Is that you know the guy by his fruits, and you know him by his enemies. So what is what is the guy's fruits? Well, he doesn't let homosexuals prostitute children out in Russia. 50,000-60,000 Russian Orthodox churches. I mean, I'm talking about on the good side. You know him by his enemies. Look how everybody ganged him in the world as far as the money, all the corporations. Am I on the air, Robert? I'm not. Did I get cut?
No, you're there.
Okay, yeah. So all the corporations jumped on him with both feet. Then also, you know him by his fruits. He's exposed all the bioweapons lab. They were building dirty nukes, the Khazarian mob. He went through the history, and so he's actually bringing people up. With that being said, I actually do know that Putin is of the serpent seed line. I'm one of those guys that believe that there's a couple of bloodlines on the earth where it metastasized among the Jews, but it does spread out from that, and there's other people that have those genetics. So the second part is that Putin, basically, this is already prearranged, and he was, like the Bible talks about, I parallel all what I'm getting ready to say with the Bible, talks about the 10 kings all give their power to the one for 1 hour. You know the scripture in Revelation, right?
Yeah.
And so he's one of these 10 kings, and he's actually been given this to consolidate, other words, that power. China's getting ready to go next. But then there's one other thing, which really, this is what I actually believe and why I'm kind of going to get off radio. I think the red horse has ridden, and this is why I think it is so. Think about it, Robert. You've got the same culture, two peoples, two different countries, basically sharing the same culture, the same history, the same race, they're all white, the same, not only religion, the same church, talking about Eastern Orthodox.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to kill one another. So when I take a look at that and I realize, what could do that? What could pit these two people where we could be looking at a massive war in the most unvaxxed white population of the world, which is Eastern Ukraine, Russia. So what could take peace from the earth that you would get literally of the same family, same church, same family?
Yeah, but listen to this. You've got outside players like the Jesuits who have been at war with Orthodoxy since they came into existence, just like Luther and freaking Loyola were contemporaries. Loyola was there for the Counter-Reformation. And so they've been trying to heal the Great Schism since it happened. Rome has. And so you've got to...
Listen, Robert,
you got to put that in the equation, too, along with, you know, the Rothschild Khazarian Mafia. They work in tandem.
Right. Well, actually, you laid that out on the perfect triangle on Giuseppe with Scorpion.
Yeah.
I stole your whole show. Repackaged it, did a show on it. So yeah, the whole Jesuit angle, church reunited back together.
It has to be plugged into the equation, because if you don't, then if you're looking at a mathematical equation and you've got A plus B equals C, if you're missing A or B, you're not going to come out with what you know adds up to make C. And so that's a big part of it, where a lot of people don't want to take that into consideration, is the Vatican's war on all non-Catholic Christians for years and years and years, you know. And so, but Orthodoxy, they've been trying to get Orthodoxy back into the fold since 1054 and the Great Schism happened.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. But I do believe, Robert, based on a lot of prophecies, if you go over the Prophecy Club, a few others, they do talk about the bear is rising, that Putin knows that the collapse is coming, and he's not only going to go after, we're not going to go after Lithuania, going to go after Latvia, going to go after Belarus or something else, and he's actually going to expand that kingdom. But we'll give you those two flip sides, yeah. Yeah, always a great show, Robert. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Right, take care, man. You know, that's hard to say. If Putin does let's just say this thing kind of calms down and Ukraine gets broken up, and the Donbas and certain areas go to become part of Russia as Crimea did, and if you see some more expansionist type behavior from Putin and Russia, that would be a very, very interesting set of circumstances, because all the people in the alternative media that are lionizing Putin now, they might have a big, you know, foot in the mouth moment later on down the road if this does pan out. And then let's just say the re-Sovietization project, if you will, if that is on the drawing board for Putin, whether him and, you know, the group of people behind him decide to, yeah, re-Sovietize all these former areas that were under the yoke of the USSR. Kind of interesting to see how that plays out. Now, with Gog and Magog, your traditional kind of Zio-Protestant view is that is Russia. There's other ones that have come up in the last number of years, which were kind of interesting. If you read the book, The Matrix of Gog by Daniel Patrick, that's an interesting kind of a take on it, to where that totally flips the script and says Gog and Magog are actually the Khazarians, and basically when the 1948, when Israel gets reestablished as a nation, that's more or less the invasion of Gog and Magog there. And he Daniel Patrick retraces Gog and Magog through the Khazarian bloodlines. So he's basically saying what Israel, or this country calls itself Israel, was reestablished, that's actually the invasion of Gog and Magog into the Holy Land. So that was an interesting flip on the script that I had never seen. I had always just been exposed to the traditional Gog and Magog is Russia, and Moscow's directly north of Jerusalem and so forth and so on. So we'll see how this all plays out. There's a lot that I didn't get to, but that's okay. Everybody, we'll see what happens within the next week. Hopefully cooler heads prevail and the knuckleheads running NATO back off and you know, let this thing calm down, but doesn't seem like they want to, so... We'll see you guys next week, hopefully. And I feel the fire, yeah, it's burning me alive. And I feel the fire, giving me the light to see. And I feel the fire.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.